Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Yes, everyone, welcome to United Review. Joining me tonight, as usual, Abdul. Back from his little hiatus, pretending that he can fucking hold a microphone for full-time Devils. How are you doing, son?
I'm all right, I'm a bit ill. Last 3 days.
You're a bit ill, yeah.
Me, yeah.
Got a hiv. All right, okay. thanks for joining us. It is now 9-10 for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's Manchester United. And I tell you what, I'm loving it.
Yeah, man.
Today wasn't the best performance, but...
The level of expectation has changed, hasn't it? We win like this under Jose, they're like, yeah, solid win, 3 points. So you look at our team, you start noticing problems we've got on the side, what we can improve on instantly. Even as a fan, the expectations become higher instantly.
The expectations, you're right, mate. The expectations have been lifted. And there's one area that we need to fix, and we're going to talk about that properly in a little bit. We have got Ollie and Stat Data coming through. The talking points that we're going to cover today is we are going to talk about Ashley Young. We are going to talk about what is United's best 11 with some of the games that we've got coming up. We are going to have a quick look at the Bailey-Lindelof partnership. Is that the real partnership that United needs to be focusing on? And what was the other thing we were going to look at? Alexis Sanchez, because I'm not convinced at the moment that he is the right man for United. But let's have a look at the average actions of the team then, the average positions from United there. It's kind of what I expected. Someone commented on the little live that I did at halftime. Sanchez and Pogba right in each other's pocket. Absolutely bang on. Yeah, that's what you can see from that, there. Yeah. I was hoping Sanchez and Lingard would kind of do a little bit of a similar role and almost be a lot closer to... If Sanchez would have mirrored what Lingard was doing right there, that would have been happy days. What's very interesting is you can just about see, because they're shadows and they're in light green and they've only got like a outline of them. But look at the positioning there of Marshall and the positioning there of Lukaku. Now, I don't think Lukaku can play right wing. I don't think he's got it in him to be the defensive asset that you need as a right winger. But when you get the ball in the final third, I actually think he's a massive asset in that final third. And just look at the spread of the positions there. Marcus right back down the middle, Lukaku on that right-hand side, Marshall on that left-hand side, balance. Now, if you strip away everything else in there, then you've got your midfield three, completely operating in different spaces, position under the back four's fine, I guess. That is a good bit of balance in a team, and that's what United have really, really lacked. That left-hand side's always been a bit congested, and it doesn't look like Sanchez is helping that too much. Can we have a look at the frequent passes then? Last week it was all going around the back four. Today it's going around the middle. I guess that's an improvement. It's moved up 20-yard, 30-yard, but it's still a little bit Bale Lindelof heavy. It's coming into Shaw. It's going around the two full-backs and the two central midfielders. Previous weeks when United have had banging performances, what you've seen is it coming from Matic into Pogba and Herrera and then into the two wide players.
I think if you look at Leicester as well, they play with Mendy and indeed he's proper holding defensive midfielders, and that had a bit of an effect maybe on the way we were playing.
Maybe.
The other thing that I noticed as well was Sanchez. We spoke about how he was getting in Pogba's way. It wasn't just that. I think he should have been making a lot more runs. If you look at Lingard, a lot of the time, he didn't have the best game, but he's instantly on the goal.
He's
whereas Sanchez,
behind,
it's one or two, and when he gets the ball, he just dwells on the ball way too much, Sanchez. Whereas like Jesse, for example, quick one touch.
Let's have a look at Sanchez's involvement then. Let's see what we had from him. So hell of a lot in our half for a forward player, and that's probably what brought his average a lot closer to the halfway line. He is a man that you want to see operating in the final third. But that's very much spread out. The X's obviously relate to failed actions. You expect a lot of failed actions. That was something I said in my fan cam last week, and a lot of people really seen their arse with it. When I said, you don't mind players losing the ball in the final third, Messi loses the ball the most in the world. And people was like, that can't be true, because they're not bothering their arse to go and actually do the research. The four players in world football that lose the ball the most, Messi, De Bruyne, Neymar, and Hazard. That's the four people and Sanchez. That is the five people that lose the ball the most in world football. Why? Because they're the ones that are trying to push the envelope and take risk and make things happen. Probably sixth, but for different reasons, is Ashley fucking Young. Because he's terrible at it, but he's losing it in different areas of the pitch. And that was the point I was trying to make last week, talking about Andreas Pereira losing possession 14 times. If your centre forward's doing that means you're getting it into his feet and things are happening. And when your centre mid's doing that, nightmare. When your centre half does that, oh my fucking God. Yeah. So there's a time and a place that you expect the ball to be lost, and there's a time and a place that you expect it to be moved on. He's not impressed me at the moment. I only got an hour, but he's just, his positioning is not great. He doesn't look like he fits in his team yet, and that could be minutes.
I think when you look at when Martial came on, I thought he looked sharp compared to Sanchez. Instantly on the go, holding that line a lot more, and he felt like there was something fresh there. There was something different to Sanchez. And I think it was a bit out of Pogba's way as well. We see Pogba when he stormed forward with the ball. Mm. There was more of a spread when Martial was on. When we compare it to Sanchez, every time it looked like we might have gone on a break. We got a lot of space in midfield in the first half. But I thought we didn't take advantage of that because of the Sanchez-Pogba thing.
Let's have a look at the centre-half partnership of Bale Lindelof. This is one that we all wanted to sort of see, didn't we? There's a little bit more of incomplete actions there on Bale. You notice how Lindelof's is quite channeled, sort of that left-hand edge of the box and forward. And they've crept into the halfway line. That's because of how high the line that we play. And the occasional ones just over the halfway line. That'll be returning balls back that we've won quite high up the pitch. Baze is a little bit more spread out and he's coming more into that right-hand channel a little bit. The reason for that? Ashley fucking Young! Yeah.
Ashley Young, and at the same time, the playing style again, we're too reliant on that left.
This actually illustrates it more, sorry. Yeah. You see, Lindelof's challenges, he's not getting dragged out of position too much because he's pretty secure with Luke Shaw and the team's quite stacked on that left-hand side. Now, in Young's defence... Yeah. There is no one usually ahead of him. That's a problem. But he should know that this is the case and mitigate himself. Yeah. His decision-making, honestly, if there were seven-year-olds that made the decisions that he made, I would shout at them. Like,
the ball he tried for Jesse, that was like, that's when I lost it.
It was a second late and 10 yards out of the way.
Brilliant run, in the box, exactly when you want from your attacker. Simple pass, just slip it in for him and he couldn't do it, overpowered the pass. You see, the problem with having Ashley Young is it's not just the defensive fact. Because I think he's a converted winger into a fullback. You expect him not to be the best. But for me, he's sort of like, if you look at Arsenal, did all right defensively. But going forward, he gets the ball in like positions.
All right defensively. No, because actually he doesn't stop the crosses. He doesn't stop crosses. If you look how many crosses United conceded down his side, his defensive jockeying is all right, right? Because he's agile, because he weighs about 4.5 stone.
I thought it was more of that rather than like he actually looks like he can do that job. But my issue with when you go forward, because you've got Bailly to cover you, you've got Lindelof to cover you who can do that, and they got a bit of pace about them. But going forward, he's the guy that always gets in that right position. But he's not got the ability to make anything happen. That's our main issue.
Can you imagine when we David spread Beckham, the ball there? Given that you just bring David Beckham on like a special teams guy. Bring David Beckham on in that
and
right.
We're talking
spot.
About Beckham now.
Old years now. I mean, how old is he now? 46. David Beckham in that position now, whipping crosses in. Someone who could actually deliver a cross into the box. And you would fucking absolutely smash
it. Just so annoying seeing him getting in those positions and then you're like, have anyone different there.
Adeturnum says, don't blame Young without blaming Lingard. It's bloody unfair. Lingard isn't crossing Young's crosses. I'm blaming Young for his actions. When he's got the ball at his feet, his actions are what's causing mistakes. His actions, him, not anybody
well,
else.
You're just giving an example of Lingard making a run that Young didn't pick out on. And again, when you talk about Lingard, Sanchez not making the right run and Lingard being the only guy, so Leicester players are attracted to him and he's the only one getting picked out. Said he's not had the best game, but there's reasons for that. And those the two players we spoke about, Sanchez and Young.
Right, let's have a look at our potential best starting 11. Get your questions in. Also get them in on Twitter using the hashtag UnitedReview. Patreon massive. Also get yours in the mix as well. Now, I believe this is United's best 11. And you'll notice there's only 10 players in that. Do you all know my feelings on why? So I think coming up into these bigger games, there's two options that United have got. Play the team on the left or play the team on the right, essentially. Now, I actually very much like the 4-4-2 diamond option.
Yeah, exactly.
I've put the 4-3-3 option in there because I think you'll see elements of that a little bit, but the 4-4-2 diamond with Jesse running down the middle, that's where you're getting the best out of Jesse. You're getting the best out of that midfield three, and having a partner for Marcus Rashford up front in Anthony Martial, someone who's going to take the ball, commit people and run, is a fucking nightmare. So few teams play two up front at the moment that you play two up front, and both of them will naturally spread.
Yeah, they go narrow and wide, and I think that's what's so effective. And then we're speaking about Jesse's movement.
Oh, Jesse will cover every blade of grass.
He's there in the opposition half, those midfielders. I think.
Oh, kill it.
Where you win the games against those top European sides is because you got to look at that defensive midfielder, the creative ones. Imagine you just come up against Barca. Instantly, you want to put someone on Busquets who's not going to be able to play the ball, and he can do that.
So my question for you guys, and get yourselves in the comments, who goes right back? Because we've seen Chris Smalling play there and be pretty shit. We've seen Phil Jones play there.
Nah.
Be pretty shit. Ashley Young's pretty shit.
They put all right there at one point, a couple of games, but...
Who plays right back for us? Do you go for the killingly frustrated Valencia, who won't cross a ball,
and he looks awful defensively this season. Like, he looks out of place.
Do you go for the Ashley Young, who will cross too much and not think about it?
Yeah.
It's which one you want to go with, isn't it?
DeLow is an experience.
DeLow, I've got question marks defensively, but I think out of the three, his delivery is the best. Defensively, I don't know where he sits. We haven't really seen him challenge enough.
I think we've got to chuck him against Fulham. See, Young is going to play against PSG. We know that. He's the captain of the team. Give him the captaincy by Ollie. He's trusted by him, unfortunately.
Hold on. Adetunan says, I like the 4-4-2 diamond as well, but not with Lingard.
It doesn't work without him.
Lingard is the fucking key element of this team because of his work rate. His work rate coming right back down to the halfway line and then pushing forward in the false nine is the reason the 4-4-2 diamond is possible.
It wouldn't have been effective against Spurs. And then, see, that's the problem. Do you know when we were speaking about at Spurs what was effective with Lingard's performance? Everyone was like, oh, he's on the right wing. He wasn't the right wing. It was a diamond. There's people that just don't seem to watch football. I don't understand it. He was on Harry Winks. That was his job. He didn't allow them to play the ball from midfield. He gave Pogba the space. As soon as the ball comes for that Rashford goal, he's straight into Pogba's feet. People are just not watching the game as like... they just don't understand it for some reason.
S. Jarrett in the comments, how can two former wingers be so bad going forward? It's mad, isn't it? I think they've worked that hard on their defensive side of the game that they have over-egged it I'm sure I can cross, but not continued to develop that side of the game, which is absolutely mental. People commenting on for Timbo. Timbo, for me, has never really been a right-back. Timbo's always been a ratting-style midfielder, and that's probably why he doesn't look as good as he has done. He's a guy that can play right-back, can play left-back.
If he'd come back now, I would have put him as a Herrera back.
Do me a favour, Do me a favour, like the video. Please subscribe if you're new as well. I'm going to come to the Patreon questions in a sec, but I wanted to have a quick chat with you guys about Patreon and what it all is and all the rest of that sort of stuff. So over the last couple of months, I've not really been able to fulfill everything that I've wanted to on Patreon. And a little bit of that was down to Christmas and how busy the Christmas period is with obviously covering football. And over the last few weeks, obviously with the birth of my daughter, has been chaos. I've been having like 90 minutes sleep some nights. So I do apologise for everybody that's on there. The Patreon podcast will return this week. I don't know which day yet. I've not even looked at what the rota is or what we're going to be covering, but it will be back this week. Now, I wanted to say to you guys, the Thursday Club will return as well. But it's going to be linked to Patreon numbers. We're around about 500 Patreon subscribers in there at the moment. I'm going to start introducing more videos. And if we get to 1,000 Patreons, they will be daily. Almost like This Week on the Internet style videos about whatever topic you fuckers decide. So we're going to introduce more in the Reddit group. You'll find the link to that in the description. So if you're not a Patreon member, you just want to talk about random shit that's happening from... the sort of stuff we spoke about on the Thursday Club with conspiracies, weird shit, president stuff, fucking aliens. Or if there's real heavy football-specific topics like steroids in the sport or something that's not quite United-specific that you'd like me to talk about, we're going to use the Reddit group for that. So if you're not a member, go and sign up. It's completely free. And there's also some really good other Reddits that you can go and join and get in the mix with as well. So obviously Patreon, the big goal, the big push that I'm trying to go for is 1,000 Patreons by the end of the season. Now there is... behind the scenes stuff that's getting in the mix. There's also like the vlog that you guys get every single week. There's insider talk as soon as I hear about it. The Patreon group that knew that Marshall was intending to sign. The word I got is Marshall was going to sign what I put in was Marshall has agreed it. So terminology-wise, it was more or less the same thing. I think he was holding out on some assurances about the manager before he actually signed the thing last week when it got fully announced. But everything from like Roshan going on, I was going to say on loan. It was initially meant to be a loan. There's tons and tons of behind-the-scenes info at United that you can get in a Patreon group. There was no transfer rumours about anyone coming in because no fucker came in. So there is often a lot of that in there. If you want some stuff like that, Patreon is the place for you, and there's a ton of extra content, and I'm going to be putting a right load of emphasis on that between now and the end of the season, because I'd like to try and get up to 1,000 people in the mixer, as well as a crazy Discord chat where people lose their fucking mind and have loads of arguments and stuff like that. For how much is it? It's not even a pound a week. It's like 80 something p a week. It's $5, which is like buying us a pint for all of the content that you see, all of the graphics. The staff that we have in here that help make these videos so good is mainly funded by you absolute legends on Patreon. So if you like the content, if you like the videos, if you like how we've been able to ramp the content up from sitting in my loft with a plastic backdrop to having a city centre studio with a handful of guys working behind the scenes here to make these top videos, all that is only possible because of the absolute lads that are on Patreon. So if you'd like to get in the mix and support the channel, like I said, it's less than a pound a week, and for that you get tons of stuff, and I'll be putting more and more and more and more and more and more in the mix. So as a thank you to those guys. So without further ado, let's get into the Patreon only questions and see what those guys are saying in the mixer. So pigeon heat map please, says Jay. Unfortunately, we don't have pigeon heat maps. Maybe we could write to the good people at Opta and see if they start producing us pigeon heat maps. Oh, and if you want to get in the mix on Patreon, sorry, the link is in the description below. Go and check that out. Jay says, what's more important, a competent right back or a centre back? A lot of our issues came from Young being out of position. If we didn't stop the attacks out wide, our centre backs won't be as exposed. It's not only that, a right back's probably primary job now is involved in the attack.
In a team like that,
you score more with a better right back.
Yeah, 100%. Like, there's a point I made about Liverpool and City in the past couple of seasons. I said, once those guys improve their fullbacks, they become better sides. And I was proved right, and I kept banging on about it. The top sides, you look at the issues a lot of them had. You know, for bringing Robertson, absolutely class. You can't deny that. Arnold has come through the ranks. He's done really well. City bringing Mendy, I know he's had his injury problems, but they've had cover there.
They've spent like $200 million on fullbacks alone. Well,
they're looking to spend apparently again on Wan-Bissaka and Chilwell. And what, for me, why I'd like to see Wan-Bissaka is not as impressive going forward as a lot of people might think, but he wins the ball further up the pitch as well. But he can find passes in the pockets, and he's not constantly crossing in as much as Young. So he might not offer you as much going forward, but Young doesn't at all, actually. He does pick it up in good positions. But I think we've got to really go for someone like Wan-Bissaka in this market.
Cal Matthews in the comments, right, fuck it, I'll sign up after this video. Top lad.
Cheers, mate.
Jack, with a clear weakness at right back and the lack of a right winger, is there anything we can do to stop being so left-sided? It could be related why we favour that left-hand side so much, because we're not that good down the right-hand side. I'd love to see, I wouldn't like to see him start, because I do not believe they're ready to start. But I do believe they're ready for 5 and 10 minutes, and that's Chong and that's Greenwood.
Yeah.
And I'd let them duel it out.
Yeah.
Sink or swim time, boys. Who wants it? It's a number 7 shirt up for grabs when he fucks off to China. So who fancies that being United's new number 7, a right winger for the future? Mason, Chongy, off you go, lads. And I think that I love the fact that Ethan Laird was name dropped by Ollie as well. Goes massively under the radar.
He's one of my favourite players in that team,
right,
man. He's
a 16-year-old Ethan nearly pulled me over. I'm not a small guy, right? I'm fucking all of 18 stone. And I shook his hand and he nearly dragged me over. He's a fucking bear of a kid. He's not heavy like Lukaku. He's just fucking stacked.
Yeah.
So I think that and he plays centre half for England. He plays left back, right back. I think he's got a bit more flair than maybe Brandon Williams. Brandon Williams is a fucking real grafter. Depending on what you want, I could see both of them making
it somewhere. We've seen Laird and Chong work that right side really well together.
Big time, yeah.
Understanding who's overlapping,
when to give a go. And also, I think he'll absolutely fucking launch you if need be as well. And I got time for that. Clemens, did you like the GOAT Young's performance? Did we ever dislike our captain and vice captain as much as these days? Wow. Fucking hell, no. I don't
Who's
think
the
we
vice
ever.
Captain? Oh, is it Young?
Ashley Young.
Valencia and Young.
Yeah, so it'd be Valencia and Young, wouldn't it? Wow.
God.
No.
I feel sick.
Do you think Young was discussing that pigeon? Jaden mentioned it as we was watching the game. There was a lot of fucking pigeons today, weren't there? a lot of fucking pigeons.
He's already shit young, and then you got to throw pigeons. It's just unfair for him.
Can I get a laptop charger, please? I'm on 5%. Was the pigeon better than Ashley Young? I think it made less mistakes. And yeah, probably had better positioning, I would assume.
If you see when Young does cock up that Jesse Lingard pass, there was a pigeon in the way. And that's probably... Actually, no, I can't even get... That can't be the reason. He's just rubbish. I was about to give him that reason.
Jay says, do you think Ollie has told the lads to reduce the intensity with fixtures coming up? Maybe, you know. Maybe. He might have done. Because that was a bit of an intense period we've just come out of. Now we've got a full week recovery and a fucking winnable game now with Fulham. Like... Come on, lads. If we fuck it up against Fulham, you should give your fucking money back.
Bring Fred in into that game. I personally...
I don't want to see him rotate too many. But
I don't want to see him rotate
Pogba
too much.
Pogba needs to sit down, I think.
For me, I completely take Pogba out of the squad. Like, let him just chill out because I think he genuinely needs a rest. Just keep him safe. We don't want to name our situation. Let's get maybe Fred. Or if it's not Fred, go 4-2-3-1. And maybe stick, maybe Mata, maybe in a
Mata against Fulham makes a lot of sense, I think.
Yeah,
because you're gonna have an overwhelming amount of possession. Probably gonna spend most of it in their half. Mata in a 10 or as the a David Silva style 8 makes a lot of sense. Legendary 6-8, drop Luke Shaw for the low. Now that's something that not a lot of people have been thinking about. I mean, Shaw's been pretty ordinary, but I don't think he's been bad. I thought he was all right today.
Yeah,
it was like a 6.5 out of 10 in it, where it's kind of like, I can't really praise you. But I'm not really going to go two-footed on you as well, either. When is Sanchez going to be Sanchez again?
Not too sure, man. I think, even outside the football, the contract thing, that's got to cause a lot of problems in what
we're doing. I mean, like, David De Gea's going, like, I want parity with Sanchez. Yeah. And anyone with a functioning brain goes, yeah, absolutely you do. And you more than deserve that, and more. Can we start a GoFundMe to pay off the rest of Ashley Young's contract and get him fuck out of the club, says Ryan.
Yeah, I'm up for that. Make one, I'll retweet it.
Not just that. Why are we giving him an extension? I mean, why? Why?
How about take the money that you're going to give him for that extension and throw it at De Gea? If it's a problem, bloody giving De Gea extra money, which it shouldn't be.
Hugo Gunnar Solskjaer says, seeing a pigeon on the pitch with Young, thought we were going to see some beef and a bit of animosity between the two after the whole pooping in the mouth incident. Disgraceful that the pigeon was even allowed back on the pitch. Well, it's been like a 3-year banning order that he's had. He is allowed back in the mix. Now, if he behaves, he's going to be allowed to stick around, I think. Ollie's first 10 games have gone great, says Milan. How many wins do you think we can get in the next 10? Not as many. What is it? Chelsea, Liverpool, PSG twice, City...
Arsenal.
Yeah, fucking Southampton or something.
3 points in it, but yeah.
I tell you what, if he gets 9 out of his next 10 and Woodward doesn't, I'm going to personally stick a pigeon up his ass. How about that? Personally. The pigeon that shat in Ashley Young's mouth, I'm going to personally ram into Ed Woodward's ass. That's what I'll do. If he wins 9 out of the next fucking 10 with who we've got coming up and they don't give it him, even if we get slapped 5-0 in the other game, come on, Ed. Sort this shit out. Tem says, was the fatigue in the second half down to a lack of quality in squad depth? It looks difficult to rotate. Yeah, we said it, actually, didn't we, going through it? You look at the starting 11, you go, oh, shit, what's going to come in? Like, if we have to rest Pogba next week, you're looking at bringing Fred or Pereira in. Underwhelming. If you have to replace Matic, Herrera would have been that choice. Herrera's first choice now. Who the fuck replaces Matic? Who replaces Herrera? Too many questions. It would have been McMayonnaise. It would have been Fellaini under Jose. Yeah. Who is it now? Does Jimmy Garner get a nod? Is that a lot of fucking pressure to put on a young lad that needs to come and bed in and see what's going on? There's some excellent potential in there. I mean, I think that Angel could be a very good, viable option to replace what Mata does, or even to a certain extent what Pogba does. Yeah, when he plays deeper, he's got a brilliant range of passing. But can he drive it through the middle like Pogba? No. Can he cover the ground that Pogba covers? No.
Physical presence as well.
Physical presence is not even on the same fucking map. Yeah. So you're looking at, on one hand, a creative outlet. Yeah, Angel could definitely do that. His football brain's phenomenal. The physical presence, which is what Pogba offers so much. I mean, look at the foul that he drawn. I think it was at the start of the second half. He just blitzed through. Yeah.
That was actually more of it towards the end, I think, where he won us that free kick and chilled everything out of it.
Jay says, would I sell Alexis?
Those are more good than hard.
I probably would, you know, because I think Marshall probably earned... I think there's too many at the moment with question marks on them. And you could, yeah, because like it's limiting game time for Marshall because we know we have to play Sanchez. If you got rid of Sanchez and maybe brought in a youngster to deputise for Lukaku, Rashford, Marshall, Mata, Lingard, you've probably still got enough, I think. Yeah. Let's hit up the Twitter questions and see what they've got, and I'll come back to the Patreon ones in a sec because we've got shitloads of them. We have got this one here from Alex Turk, says, how far can this United side realistically go under Solskjaer this season? Hashtag United review over there on Twitter. I think we can get to an FA Cup final.
Yeah, definitely.
Winning it, you need luck.
Just got to put your top and bottom, put everything into your FA Cup and Champions League and that top four spot's always
you guys, let us know in the comments. What do you expect from United this year? I'm going to say third. I think we're coming third.
Really? Over
I think we're going to lose the FA Cup final. I don't know why. And we're losing the Champions League semi-finals, and I think that'd be fine. Not great.
That's
no
a
parades.
Fair run
just go fine.
Fair turn of the season. Isn't
fine.
It?
And with the limitations of what we're all discussing right now as our squad, let's have a look at the next one from Love MUFC. It says, "Do you think Dalot isn't? Why do I think Dalot isn't getting a chance under Ole? Probably an experience thing.
Yeah, it's definitely an experience thing. I think.
Next one. From Sean, he says, do you think we should sell Sanchez in summer, just like we just had? Not overly impressive even again today. He didn't add much to the attack. And for the highest earner in the league, he needs to be top-notch consistent so that he doesn't make our best 11. I think, yeah, like we just mentioned,
yeah.
I probably would, to be honest, yeah. Keep getting your questions in on United Review, hashtag over on Twitter. And I'm going to come back to the Patreon ones in a set. Let's have a look at this last one here. We have got RT876 says, Matic slowly going back to his Jose days. Too many touches on the ball and too wasteful with possession. Early in the game, I think that was the case.
To an extent, and Burnley as well. I think it's more of the pace, the way the pace of the game is going. It's almost as if when we're playing faster,
like
it's
the video.
A lot better for him.
Nearly 1,000 watching, only 100 and something likes. Fucking like the video. If we get to 1,000 likes in the next 5 minutes, Abdul gets just a straight to the jaw. I'm going to see if he can handle it. All right. I'll get my beer afterwards. Ranabir says, think about really, you have Ole with the mentality to get the best out of everybody. You have Rojo going to be sold and Smalling Jones apparently in contention with Axel. So if Ole focuses on having clinics with Bailly so that he can partner properly with Lindelof, then do we need another centre back? Yeah, because I still think you need that
still,
horrible hanging leader.
You still need a proper leader in there, a proper beast of a defender.
Yeah, I think you've got someone that comes in and owns it and just like, when I'm fit, I'm playing and y'all can fuck off.
Yeah.
Milan, why has Matic been so good under Ole when he was so shit under Jose? What's Ole changed in him? He's passing forward a little bit more. He looked energised. Although today, like I said earlier, like first 20 minutes, he wasn't at the races. At the
he has played too much, to be fair to him. Needs a rest.
What did Sanchez do wrong, in your opinion, today? Wasn't that he did anything wrong. He wasn't positionally out of place, really. It's just that he wasn't taking as much risk. There wasn't a quality about his play.
A bit more movement from him.
Like, look at the goal marker scores, right? So he sees Pogba pick the ball up. He makes a run into the final third. His actions are the following. Make the run. Control it. Like, you couldn't have fucking asked Cantona for a better touch.
Yeah.
Bury it. That's three things there. That quality that he's just added into that. Fantastic. What did Sanchez do that was comparable to that?
Nothing.
Don't really remember anything.
There was no movement with inside the box as soon as Pogba picks it up.
Previn says, can Alexis do the false nine role that Jesse does? I think so. But the quality is not just not there for him, is it?
Is he going to sit on the midfielders just as much? And
quite a few more questions talking about that. Same sort of stuff there. Would I sell him? All that sort of stuff. Connor's got an interesting one here. Who is your player of the season so far? Mine is either Dave or Lindelof.
Marcus Rashford. Definitely. I think...
that Leicester match at the start of the season. Don't really...
Lindelof's impressed me. Dave... it's just Dave, innit? Like, you expect it from every season. That's why sometimes we overlook him. We overlook him, but... Pogba's in with a shout of obviously his late performance, but for me it's Marcus Rashford though.
Tim says, do you think Fulham will be risky to start Fred? No, as long as he's only like one of two or so changes.
Yeah,
I mean, look at them stats there for Pogba under Solskjaer. Unbelievable. Goals and assists just coming out.
It's like almost every game he has to have a goal involvement, which is ridiculous, man.
Dan says, Ricardo Pereira for Young. Honestly, Young is the worst player we've had.
Definitely, man. Ricardo Pereira would have stepped it up.
The Pereira.
Very good.
You could probably find five bottom half of the Premier League table clubs. I'd probably just about include Leicester in that. And you could take their fullback and it'd improve us.
Who knew Castle got Yedlin?
So got like Wan-Bissaka, Doherty from Wolves. I guess they're not really bottom half. Yeah, Pereira. There's a lot of fullbacks that fucking they shit all over Ashley Young like a pigeon. I feel a trend is developing where United are poor in second halves. Is this an intentional tactic to concede possession to allow for counters, or does something need to improve?
I think we spoke about that. I think the intensity is a little different. We try to kill off the game in a bit of an odd way, and I've seen it a lot. I think we'd have to see how it goes against the likes of PSG and Fulham and that in the coming games. It might just be a couple of games away.
You've also got that when you go in at half time, the other team has gone, fucking hell, lads, we need to step this up because we're getting battered here. So there's the element of what are the other team doing. And are we then a bit slow to counter the counter?
Yeah. It happened under Fergie a little, you know. Sometimes teams used to react to us in the second half and then we'd up the game a tiny bit towards the end.
If you think about it, fucking hell. If you think about it from the other way, under Jose at the start of this season, we were second half FC.
Yeah, that's what
so
I was thinking.
So we was doing the opposite to what we're doing now. Whereas,
especially when we'd concede and that.
Where, you know, are the opposition saying, let's just ease off in the second half? Yeah. Or have we gone in at half time, gone, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, fix it, get out, go and do it?
It's a bit of analysis, probably a bit of like the manager getting into you and saying, let's go for it and going all out for it. And I think that's what's happened with them.
Josh says, what if he's mint? What were your thoughts on Matic's performance tonight? I think, like I said, he was a bit off it in the first 20. Yeah. I thought he shown some good
needs
flashes
a rest,
of quality.
Clearly for me.
Look at that next six games. Next five, is that five or six? It's not nice either way, whatever that is. Thoughts on Ashley Young's positioning on that one free kick? I don't remember, but there was one point that they attacked down the right-hand side, and I was going, where the fucking hell is Ashley Young?
Oh, yeah,
he wasn't even in shot.
He was like almost
Marcus had gone to right-back.
Yeah, he was in midfield. I don't know.
And he was the last player to come back. Yeah. And you think, and it was in the right wing, the right full-back spot, and you're like, what are you fucking doing? Nobi Star says, if the board decides to stick with Ollie, is there any reason to not announce it right after? Is there a tactical reason to save it for summer no matter what? That's an interesting question. If they are going to go with Ollie, I don't think you could keep it under wraps, because I think you tell the players and the players blab anything that they find out like that.
They'll be telling him.
Especially if they enjoy him. They'll be like, sick. I reckon he's on a very short list. Who else is on the short list? We can guess, but I don't think we know. I think it's probably Poch and Zidane.
I think we'll get a sense after PSG of how it is.
Yeah, and like I said on Full Time Devils earlier, I think it's a complete fucking wild guess from the papers to go, oh, we'll just say if he wins a PSG game, he's going to get the job.
Yeah,
because
there's
no danger in them saying that.
Obviously, because it's like the Greenwood thing with Reading, just guessing.
Josh, as we mentioned earlier, play bigger on the right, or would he get stuffed too quickly? Because I reckon that's his best cross. Yeah, he has got the ability to deliver a cross. I worry about his ability to defend from that side. So I would use him as a right-sided forward, maybe alongside Marcus or possibly alongside Tony in the 4-4-2 diamond, because then he's in the middle. But it allows him, like we saw in the Spurs game, to break on the right-hand side. Or the Arsenal game, it allows him to break on that right-hand side from the halfway line. That's when you get the best out of Lukaku. And he's got a partner to cross it to in the box, which he doesn't have when he's on his own up front. And you ask him to hold it up and no fucker gets around with him. So, big Rom on the right-hand side of a two. Darshan says, what does this type of graph tell you about Ollie's team, especially in defence? You think Bale and Lindelof should go and start in these big games? Yeah, I do. That's why we use them as a
talking
point.
I think they look better as well in teams that are going to play the ball on the ground. That's why they look to get good against Arsenal. But fullbacks didn't perform, unfortunately.
Play the pigeon at right back. Unfortunately, the registration window has now ended. So we would have to wait till summer to sign the pigeon. Although it might be on a free transfer.
What's the role on animals?
What youth would you want to see next in the team? We've already kind of spoken right now, aren't we? A little bit sad that Roshan's not got his debut before leaving. He's been on the bench a few times. Probably well earned if he'd have got it. Ethan Laird, Mason Greenwood, Chong's obviously already got his debut now. We were just talking about debuts. Jimmy Garner, and I think on the outside of that, Dylan Levitt.
Yeah, definitely. I think Dylan Levitt's
my list as well. Yeah, I think Dylan Levitt's. I wouldn't be surprised to see him in and around the Wales team this year.
Little baller, man.
good player.
Especially with Nicky Butt and Ryan Giggs being part of that setup, sort of like, go on, son, sort him out. Yeah, I think he's that good that he could be in the Wales men's team, which is mad that he could be a full international before he even gets
seen
a sniff.
Seen it with Woodburn from Liverpool as well, so you never know what happens.
Before he even gets a sniff. Smash the like button, please. We are at 225. And we are going to be wrapping it up very soon. But like I said, if you would like to support the channel and everything that we're going to be doing for this season, there's a lot of things planned that you guys can really help with, then head over to the Patreon group and just have a read about what you get and all that sort of stuff. Go and give Abdul a follow on Twitter. Don't bother with his YouTube channel, didn't fucking upload to it. Go and subscribe to Cam Waters instead, actually, who's sitting here behind the ones and twos. I'm sure he'll put his fucking channel link in the description as soon as we finish. Thanks for you guys. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Forget that it's Monday tomorrow. United have won 9 out of 10. They're all going to Solskjaer. All is right with the world. We've got Fulham next. Let's hope we just fucking lever them, hey? Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one. Laters.
Look.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.